Maybe if you're hunting for a job, this might be a thing to consider. It's 99.7 DJX. There's a TikToker who has some advice, and it's been shared around TikTok quite a bit. Listen.
Not one word on my resume is true. And I'm killing these interviews because I'm just Johnny Ham checking my way through everything. I Googled a few terms and I'm just throwing them out there. I was like, yeah, I exceeded OTEs by 25%, retaining customer growth. I had one guy, I said I worked a sales development representative at Prime 7 Real Estate. And he took one look at my resume and he goes, Prime 7's a really good company. I made it up. It's not even real. That's how stupid these people are. And you go, oh, I don't get it. I have a good resume. I'm losing to people. You're losing to people like me. Who are making up.
Okay, so wait. Okay, so let's translate. He's saying make stuff up to get the job?
Yeah. He's saying because okay. He is.
And it's working for him.
And you're competing against people like him who are embellishing so much on their resume.
And he's just banking on nobody's following up. No one's checking the references. Yeah. No one's doing any homework. They're just like taking whatever's on your resume, consuming it, saying that looks great.
That looks great.
Wow. Is that where we're at?
I don't know.
Is that where we're at? You just make whatever up and that's, you just go with that.
Well, if the hiring managers are so overwhelmed with their just day to day, hiring takes a long time.
It's kind of like its own job.
Yeah, it is it is a long process because you should. You know, due diligence, vet the employee, potential employee, vet the candidates, you know, get back with the candidates, all that stuff.
I mean, people even like stalk social media of candidates.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. And so
there's a lot of research and homework that goes into trying to figure out good people to hire.
You know, and sometimes people take the word of someone who knows this person over anything that they may write on their resume.
Sure.
Or they may just briefly skim their resume. It looks good. Let's bring them in for an interview without doing like
really checking up on anything.
Yeah, exactly.
And then if they interview well, great.
Yeah. Then you're hired.
You're golden.
So
this is how this person has skated through.
I guess this is how this guy Noah.
And tossing out this kind of advice. Just lie.
He's saying lie because, he's saying lie on your resume because everyone is doing it. And if you don't, you're going to get beaten by someone who does.
And listen, don't just lie. Do it really well.
Yeah.
Like, really come up with some good stuff.
But what if you have, but what if you have a decent resume as it is? Like,
apparently that's not good enough.
I guess
sir.
That's not good enough.
Which is crazy because we're always like, honesty is the best policy.
Yeah, but I also think, okay.
Is this like a nice guy's finish last kind of a mentality?
What would you even lie about on your resume?
Experience?
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, that's what this guy, one of his examples was.
Honestly,
he made up a company in it completely. Like, this company didn't exist. He made it up and said he worked there. And the person interviewing was, oh, that's a good company.
No, I know of people who have not gotten jobs because they're too qualified.
Oh.
And it's like, this job is beneath your qualifications. And, you know.
Which means you're welcome. Like, I'm going to do that even more amazing job for you then.
Or, you know, and I think maybe the employer is thinking, okay, you're just using this as a
springboard
branch. Just a way to get from point A to point B.
Pay some bills until you find the thing that fits you best.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. And we want someone who's a little less qualified who will stick around a little longer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right. Wow. Is that how we ended up?
Exactly. They're like these two chuckleheads.
Nobody else is qualified. Like, so we'll go with these guys.
I guess this is what we'll do.
I mean, I literally haven't been. I haven't looked for.
You
a
haven't
job.
Had to need to.
No, yeah, I haven't needed to look for a job in 26 years.
Thankfully, my gosh. Yeah.
So, which is a good thing because I think the one and only resume I ever had, I used like funky fonts and like
would
colors.
You still have to
and I had a picture I had a graphic of a cassette tape. I put little pictures in the
that dates
margins.
A little bit
and, yeah I know
dates
and
a
well
little
my
bit.
Resume was on a cassette tape, which again dates it. And then I put in where my education is, I put edumacation.
Well, in some professions, apparently, that works.
I think it played.
What I would love to hear, did you lie on a resume and nail a job?
Yeah, did you fudge anything on it?
Yeah, so what I would love to know is what the lie was, what job you were hired to do, and then whether you're still there. I mean, I think it'd be easier to admit if you had already left that job, honestly. But 502-795-1997, we'll take some of those stories on the way. Justin said, before LinkedIn and the internet, I always put my stepdad as my boss, who always gave me a great reference.
Get out!
Talked about how much they would miss me.
That's so great.
That's good.
That's
good.
That's so great. I mean, not great, because, again, it's lying. But
but he's a reference.
Right.
And well, what's he the boss of? Maybe he's the boss of
being
the
awesome.
Grill. Yes. Yeah. He's the boss of the grill or being awesome, right? Oh, who's wow. to say? All right. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear some of those.
Let's share some lies.
Yeah. Lies. Sharing lies on the Ben and Kelly Show. How bad you lying on your resume? It's 99.7 DJX. And did you get in over your head because of a lie that you put on your resume that landed you an actual job?
This is literally shocking that this person goes on TikTok and just says, make stuff up on your resume. That's how you get ahead now.
Yeah.
Like, that's what everybody's doing. You should do it too. Be your own reference.
I got a text from a listener twice in my career. Two people that have worked with me have stolen my experience to apply for jobs. And it got back to me. One listing it on LinkedIn. And then one applied for a job where I currently work, claiming my experience. They did not get that role.
Oh, wow.
So I remember there was a radio station I worked at earlier in my career. And there was, you know, in our industry, they'll have those blind, like, jobs postings.
Yeah.
Where it's like, hey, we're looking for a witty morning show host
right.
in a mid to large city.
I applied to one of those too back in the day.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And so then it's like, all right, you know, here we go. And this person applied to it and it was for their job.
What a stunning way to find out you're getting fired.
Yeah, what a way to, well, I mean, it came around after the fact because what once they had hired someone new that this was the blind
The
blind job. And so I think this person knew that they were on their way out or whatever and so was applying to things to his own job.
Oh wow.
Kim said I
applied to one of those and it was for like it was a job in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And I went as far as like they offered me the job. I got flown out there and did the interview and all the things.
Wined and dined.
They said, took me to the Mall of America.
We want you here.
And I said, sold. I want to go live in the Mall of America.
This was when our current company then like threatened to sue you
exactly.
if you did. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
I thought they were all going to be like, oh my gosh, we are so proud of you and glad to be a part of your success. And a high five, that's like a huge leap in market size. And wow, you're going to be so successful. Because I was going to be working with like a legend in the industry, right? And then, yeah, they were like, well, we'll see you if you go.
You're like, ow.
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 That kind of deflated me a little bit.
Kim said, I once got a job as a social media coordinator for a boutique clothing store. I said I had managed influencer campaigns for a vegan skincare line. The reality was I had actually just made memes for my dog's Instagram. No, I left after 4 months when they asked me to run TikTok ads and I panicked. That's
memes.
Funny.
From my dog's Instagram is practically the same thing.
It's practically the same thing. What lie did you do? Did you say the job that you were hired for and whether you're still working there?
Alyssa, event planner assistant, wedding venue.
Mm-hmm.
The lie, I claimed that I coordinated 12 weddings.
Okay.
The reality, I just helped my cousin glue fake pearls on centerpieces once. You still there? Nope. After I scheduled a cake delivery after the reception, I quietly disappeared.
Wow. They scheduled the cake delivery for after the reception?
Oh,
that's rough. That's rough.
Oh, dang. dang.
Brad said, I applied to be a dog walker on a pet app. I said I had dog CPR training, got me the job. I watched a 5-minute YouTube video about it. And yes, I still am there. Dogs oh, wow. love me. No emergencies yet, thank goodness.
Oh, great. Well, you know, there's still time to actually learn
yeah,
the
you
skill.
Can still learn it after the fact,
yeah.
I guess.
And then you won't have, the lie is not a lie anymore. Amanda says, retail manager, shoe store.
Mm.
The lie, I said I oversaw inventory and staff scheduling. The reality is I folded shirts at Forever 21 and once got yelled at for hiding in a dressing room. Oh. Also not still there. Got yeah. promoted too fast, panicked, faked a family emergency, and ghosted.
Oh, geez, Amanda.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Kayla says, I applied to be a freelance graphic designer by pretending to know how to use Adobe Illustrator. Oh, yeah, because especially for those type of jobs,
oh,
they
yeah.
ask, hey, specific programs are you adept in?
Yeah.
And Kayla says, I only knew how to crop photos in Canva.
But she said she's not still there, but she did manage to design a passable logo, and they still use it.
All right,
so
that's
there you
good.
Go, success.
There you go.
Renee was applying to be a bartender, mm-hmm. said I could make over 100 cocktails from memory.
That's pretty cool.
The reality is she knew how to pour a rum and Coke in fake confidence.
There you go.
Still there. Turns out 90% of people just want a beer and someone to nod at their stories.
That's funny. You know, it's funny. I was just talking to the hiring manager over at Goodwood. Yeah, you know, Goodwood Whiskey Row. Yeah. We were doing that. And she was like, because I was talking about my daughters and how they're baristas and things like that. And she's like, you know what? Honestly, I will hire someone who has zero experience as a bartender who was a barista.
Because they have to know so much.
Because they have to know so much and they can work in those pressure-packed environments and things like that.
Yeah. Kind of the same thing.
Yeah, kind of the same thing.
Just different ingredients.
Those are funny.
Yeah,
that's
Heather
good.
Says I got a job as a babysitter for a wealthy family from next door.
Oh, okay.
I said I had a child psychology background.
Oh.
When in reality, I took one intro psych class and read Goodnight Moon once.
Heather, that sounds like I took a half a semester of pre-med.
Yes,
so
I'm practically a doctor.
Exactly. She literally used the bit I've been talking about for years. Is she still working for
us? No, she said nope. Oh. Their kid asked me what a Roth IRA was, and I just bowed out.
I was like, you know what? That's over my head. I got to go. All right, those are funny. Thank you for the stories there.
Oh, gosh, wait, one more, Claire. I got a job as an office admin at a chiropractor's office.
Uh-huh.
I said I was certified in medical billing.
Sure.
The reality was I once Googled what a copay was.
Come
I'm
on.
Still there.
Come on.
I got the hang of it.
Okay.
Plus, I get free back cracks.
See, you know what?
Win-win.
I honestly believe sometimes if you can get in there, you're like, you know what? I'll figure it out once I get in there.
Well, honestly, my first job out of college, like I was hired originally just to be like a midday, you know, air personality. And then they called back like the day before I was moving here and they said, do you want to be promotions director too?
Right.
And I'm like, okay.
You're like, all right.
No idea how to do that job, but I got the name and the number of the person I was replacing.
Yeah.
And I called her incessantly and learned on the job.
Well, I similar to you, I got a job and about a month in, they were like, hey, we want you to be production director too, which is the person that handles like producing all the commercials things that you hear. And they're like, what experience do you have? I was like, they're like, great. Here's $500 extra
a year. Wow.
I was like, oh, wow. Okay. Count me in.
Sign me up.
Count me in.
That's amazing.
$500 extra
a year. What does that? Did you ever do the math to break
no,
that down?
No, of course not. I would have been too depressed.
Oh, wow.
All right. Anyways, good stories there. Thank you for that.